One and two count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Charlie Neal feeds Gilliam for the fourth out, and the side is retired. So for the Cincinnati Redlegs in the second inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on. And at the end of two, it's Cincinnati one, and the Dodgers have nothing. And now, where's from Vince?
Well, friends, we've just learned from the Carl Farrillo Night Committee that there will be five busloads of folks coming down from Carl's hometown of Reading, Pennsylvania, headed by Reading's mayor, who will be down to Ebbets Field with a double purpose. He wants to add the praise of Reading fans to those which will be heaped upon Farrillo and his fine family, but he also wants to meet one of Carl's teammates and pose for a picture with him for his sports den. You see, the mayor of Reading is named Dan McDevitt. Just another nice little touch in the pleasant picture, building up towards the Carl Farrillo night. Hope you'll all be on hand. And if you want to, why not contact the committee at the Hotel Bonsett and get your tickets right now. That's August 28th. Carl Farrillo night with Fern and Butch and John, the whole family at home plate. A lot of friends from Reading, and we hope to make it a night that Carl and his family will never forget. And for that matter, for you folks who are at the ballpark, we hope it'll be an extra enjoyable evening. The end of two innings, it is 1-0 Cincinnati, and we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO, the Capital District's most talked-about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Correct WOKO time now, 3 o'clock. Now back to Brooklyn Dodger baseball.
Roy Campanella coming on now as the Dodgers go to bat in the third. Roy hitting .229, 12 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Lawrence winds and fires. And the fastball is high inside, ball one. Red Lakes lead 1-0, top of the third inning. Lawrence ready again. Here's the pitch. In for a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Lucky strike blowing it to you today from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. Curveball for strike two on Campanella. One ball, two strikes. A gentle reminder when you're out shopping to buy your Luckies by the carton. That way you're sure not to run short. 1-2. Lawrence Wines pitches outside for a ball, and the count, two balls, two strikes on Campanella. Two count. Brooks Lawrence into the windup, and here's his pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-2 now on Roy. The Dodgers have an off day tomorrow, then have a doubleheader in Chicago on Tuesday and another one on Wednesday. Single game on Thursday. Thursday's game will be on TV as well as radio, Channel 9 at 2:25. Campy takes a curve outside, ball four, and he's on with a walk. Here's Pee Wee Reese coming on now. The Dodger captain batting with Campanella on at first base. Nobody out. Reese hitting .213. Now Lawrence ready. Here's the pitch to Pee Wee. Butt up the third baseline. And Don Hook comes in to make the play, but has no play as Reese beats it out for a base hit. So the Red Legs not expecting Reese to bunt. And with Hook laying back in double play depth, Pee Wee dumped the bunt along the third baseline and beats it out. As Holt came in, made a one-hand grab on it, but had no play. So Campanella moves to second base, and it's a base hit for Pee Wee Reese. Hit number two off Brooks Lawrence. And the pitcher, Johnny Podras, coming on. So Reese with a base hit, bunt single on the third baseline. Moves Campy to second base, and the Dodgers have two on, none out. Top of the third, the Red Legs lead 1-0. And now the Red Legs look for the bunt with Holt and Crow on the corners, ready to come down the line toward the plate. Here's the pitch. Podras around the bunt, takes it low inside, ball one. Johnny waiting. Campanello on second and Reese on at first. Lawrence ready, the pitch. Johnny bunts it along the first baseline. It's a good bunt. Lawrence will go to first base with his play and the runners move over. So Padres with a nice sacrifice gets Campanello to third and Reese down to second base. One out as Padres is tossed out from Brooks Lawrence to Johnny Temple covering at first base. Here's Charlie Neal up now. Charlie flied to left field his first time up. Batting average is .262. In the last of the third inning, the Giants lead Milwaukee 1-0. In the last of the fourth, Chicago and Philadelphia no score. In the last of the fourth, St. Louis leads Pittsburgh 1-0. Final score in the first game in the American League, Kansas City beat Washington 6-5. Detroit leads the Yankees 4-2 at the end. 5-2 at the end of 3.5 innings. 2.5 innings, make it. A bounding ball to the right side, and Temple's play will go to first as Campanella comes in to tie up the ball game. So we've got a brand new one going as Charlie Neal bounces out to second baseman Johnny Temple. Campanella scores, Reese takes third. Two away now, and a 1-1 ball game. For Neal, a run batted in. Up will be Jim Gilliam with two outs, and Reese on at third base. Gilliam flied to right his first time, and Junior hitting .249. Lawrence winds, here's the pitch. In for a strike at the knees. Ground ball to the right side. In comes Johnny Temple. It's played a first in time for the out, and the side is retired. The Dodgers go down in the third inning to pick up a run to tie the ball game. One run, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. So at the end of the top of the third, it's Brooklyn 1 and Cincinnati 1. And now, here's Vin.
Well, in just about the time it takes to light up a Lucky, Happy Joe Lucky will come your way with some mighty interesting clubhouse chatter. But right now, he's going to stretch you out and light up the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Mm-hmm. Does that cigarette taste good? How come? Well, the Lucky's an honest-to-goodness cigarette. Nothing but fine tobacco. Naturally mild tobacco that's good-tasting to begin with. And then it's toasted to taste even better. All right, now let's get to that clubhouse chatter. The Dodgers have drawn over 950,000 so far this year, not including today's attendance. So they will easily go over the million mark before this trip is over. In fact, we'll do that in Chicago. A great attraction on the road, the Brooklyn Dodgers. By the way, Sandy Amoros and Roy Campanella are the greatest moviegoers on the ball club. Roy says Sandy really enjoys those shoot-em-ups. Of course, that's baseball language for Westerns. And with a lot of day ball games on the road, you can imagine the ball club will be whiling away many an evening watching the movies and, as we would say, most of them, shoot-em-ups. Well, thank you, Happy Joe Lucky. And now we'll be going to the last of the third inning of a shoot-em-up of our own. It's a 1-1 tie, the Dodgers and Redlegs. Gus Bell will be first up, and here's Jerry. Bell, first time, flied to left field. Coming on now to face Padres in a 1-1 ball game. Gus hitting .294. Last half of the third inning. The Dodgers one run on two base hits, and the Redlegs one run on four hits. Bell has 12 home runs, 52 runs batted in. Left-hand hitter against Padres. A swing and a miss, strike one. And fans still circulating around in the bleacher area out on the sun deck, trying to find a place to sit down. Another fine crowd here at Crosley Field. Padres delivers outside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Gus Bell leading off in the third. The pitch bounced out to the right side. Gilliam over makes the play. Into Hodges in time, and it's one away. So Bell out on the ground ball. Gilliam to Hodges. One up, one down, and here's Don Holt. Holt got an infield hit his first time, a hard smash to third. Don hitting .290. 14 home runs and 59 runs batted in. Ready, here's his pitch. Slow curve is low and it's ball one.
Last of the third, all tied up at 1-1. The Dodgers and the Redlegs in the final game of the series here at Cincinnati. It'll be back to Brooklyn a week from tomorrow as the Dodgers take on the New York Giants. There's a long drive to left field, and it's hooking. It's foul ball across the street and up on the laundry. Don Holt really got a hold of that one and hit it down the left field line, but pulled it foul. That ball was really tagged across the street up on the roof of the laundry, 353 feet away. Just a long, noisy strike for Don Holt. One ball, one strike. Padres ready. Here's the pitch. Inside at the letters, and it's ball two. Two and one. Ball game tied. 1-1. One out, none on. Third inning. Red Legs batting. The high fly ball to left field. Sandy Amaral's coming on, slanting over toward the line. He's right there. He makes the catch right on the foul line. So Don Holt skies out to left. It's two away. Chicago leads Philadelphia now 1-0 with the Phillies batting in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll have a complete rundown of all the scores from our Lucky Strike scoreboard at the end of this half inning. Here's George Crow coming on. George struck out his first time. Batting average an even 300. Padres ready. The windup, and here's the pitch. Curveball on the corner for a strike one. Last of the third, ball game tied at 1-1. Padres delivers. Fastball grounded out to first. Hodges makes the play, feeds Padres in time for the out, and the side is retired. So the Redlegs go out in order in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And so at the end of three innings of play, friends, the score, Brooklyn 1 and Cincinnati 1. And now with the Lucky Strike scoreboard, here's Vin.
The Giants and Milwaukee in a doubleheader, Johnny Antonelli and Bob Trowbridge, and the Giants lead 1-0 at the end of three innings. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Vernon Law and Von McDaniel, and the Cardinals lead 1-0 at the end of three and a half innings. Philadelphia at Chicago, Kurt Simmons and Tom Pohulski, and the Cubs lead 1-0 at the end of four innings. In the American League, the Tigers and Yankees. In the fourth inning, the Tigers at bat. Bowling has just hit a home run, so the Tigers lead the Yankees 6-2, and they're still swinging in the fourth. Foytak against Larson. Byrne took over in the third inning for the Yankees. Chicago and Baltimore, 3-3 tie at the end of four innings. Harshman and Odell. Esposito, Durham, and Triandos have hit home runs. Cleveland and Boston win against Sullivan. It is 3-1 in favor of Cleveland at the end of three and a half innings. Rocky Colavito has hit his 18th. Ted Williams has hit his 29th. Final score, Kansas City defeated Washington 6-2 in their first game. Alex Kellner beat Chuck Staub. So Chuck Staub now has a record of 4 wins and 14 defeats. Alex Kellner's 4-4, and he had a home run to boot. All right, to the fourth inning of a 1-1 tie. Dodgers and Redlegs in the only single game in the National League. Duke Snyder the batter, and here's Jerry. Duke fired to left field his first time up, coming on now, leading off in the fourth inning. Snyder hitting 278. Brooks Lawrence into the windup, and down comes the pitch. Changeup is outside high. Ball one to Duke. The Dodgers one run on two hits. The Redlegs one run on four hits, playing in the top of the fourth inning. Lawrence into the windup again. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball two. The Redlegs got their run in the first inning on a double by Temple and a single by Frank Robinson. The Dodger run came on a walk to Campanella, a bunt single by Reese, sacrificed by Padres, and a ground out by Charlie Neal. Here's ball three, down high to Duke, and it's three balls, no strikes. Well, in the third inning, Campanella has the leadoff batter walked, and he scored the run to tie the ball game. And now Snyder, out in front on the count, 3-0. The windup and pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. In case you joined us late, manager Walt Austin and Don Newcomb chasing the ball game in the first inning. Duke takes it inside, ball four, and Snyder is on with walk number two given up by Lawrence. Coming on now, Gil Hodges.
Gill got a single his first time up, hit one in the hole between third and short. Gill hitting 309. A rather warm, lazy afternoon with a fine crowd on hand here at Crosby Field. Lawrence now working with Snyder on first base, nobody out. The check and the pitch. Gill swings and misses strike one. Went for the curveball and didn't get it. Top of the fourth in a 1-1 ball game here at Crosby Field. And boy, how close can you get? These teams have played 16 times and they've put them right down the middle. Here's the pitch. Curve is in for strike two on the inside corner. Nothing and two on Hodges. Snyder on first. And Brooks Lawrence pitching for the Red Legs. Ed Bailey gives him a sign. Now the stretch and the look. Here's the pitch. Gill swings it at the soft ground ball out toward Temple, and he puts the ball, and all hands are safe. Temple coming in for the slow grounder. Tried to feed the ball to Roy McMillan, and the ball rolled up his left arm and behind him, and all hands are safe. An error on the second baseman, Johnny Temple. Snyder in at second base and Hodges on at first. The ball was hit slowly, and it's doubtful Temple fielded the ball cleanly that he could have made the double play. But as it was, he let the ball get away from him, and everybody is safe. Here's Amoros up now, and the infield looks for the bunt. Sandy takes a curveball at the knees for a strike. George Crow playing inside the bag at first base, and Don Holt a step or two down the line at third. Amoros batting, slide to right field his first time up. Strike one count. Here's the pitch. Amoros running up the third baseline. It's a good bunt, and Holt has to play it now, and he can't make a play. Holt decided to let the ball go, saw that it might stay fair, grabbed it, and he was too late, and all hands are safe. And the bases are loaded for the Dodgers. As Amoros rolled a bunt right along the chalk line up the third baseline. Don Holt came in, had decided apparently to let the ball go, but it did not go foul. And then Holt changed his mind, grabbed the ball while it was still fair, and then had no play. Amoros on with a base hit, a bunt single. At third base is Snyder. At second base, Hodges. The batter, Carl Farrillo. Carl bounced into double play his first time up. So the Dodgers now have something going here in the fourth inning. Bases loaded and nobody out. Ball game tied at 1-1. A walk, an error by Temple, and a bunt single by Amoros. Hit number three for the Dodgers, and two of them have been bunt, the other by Pee Wee Reese. Lawrence now into the windup, and here's his pitch. Carl swings on a curve, strike one. Campanella on deck, and Reese down in the hole. Score side, 1-1, top of the fourth inning. Activity now in the Red Lake bullpen. Big Tom Acker starts to throw. Here's the pitch. Carl swings a high fly ball to deep right center field. Going for it is Bell, and he can't get it. It's in there for a home run for Perillo with a bases full. Hitting one at the steepest part of the ballpark here to get it out. 390 feet over the screen wire in front of the right center field bleachers. And for Perillo, has eight bases loaded home run of his career and his ninth of the year. And the Dodgers lead now 5-1. And for the Grand Slam home run, 10,000 luckies go along to our honor hospital, the VA hospital in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. They've now exceeded their quota as we've sent along 11,000 and more coming today. So Carl Farrillo, with his eighth Grand Slam home run, hit one into the corner at right center field, where the screen wire in front of the bleachers joins the center field fence, 390 feet away. Campanella takes a curve for a strike. Snyder, Hodges, and Amoros, of course, riding around in front of Carl. Second home run in 2 days. Campy swings and misses strike two. ready. Here's the pitch. High fly ball to left center field. Going back toward his bell, up the edge of the hill now. Waits, and he makes the grab in deep center field as Campanella skies out. One away. Up now will be Pee-wee Reese. Well, Ferrello had been out of the lineup for quite a while. First he had a batting slump, then he had a bad neck. Got back into the ball game in St. Louis. And hit a home run yesterday, and now hits a big one today. Bases full, home run. Here's Reese at bat, had a bunt single his first time up. Pee-wee hitting 217. Lawrence delivers. The curve is inside, ball one. Here's a curve for a strike to Pee-wee, and the count is one ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball, strike two at the knees, and it's 1-2 on Reese. Four runs in the inning. Dodgers lead 5-1 in the final game of the series here at Cincinnati. Carl Furlow with a home run with the bases loaded. Sidearm pitch is swung on and grounded back to the middle for a base hit. And that ball went right over the bag at second base, and Reese is on with a single, his second hit of the game. Off Lawrence now, base hit number five. And coming on will be Johnny Podras, who sacrificed his first time up. The Dodgers five, the Red Legs one, top of the fourth inning. One out, Reese at first base, Podras the batter. Baseman Don Holt playing in, looking for Podras to bunt. Johnny squares off and takes it low. Ball one. On deck batter, Charlie Neal, the leadoff man. Lawrence ready again. Podras waits. The throw goes to first base, but Reese is back. Here's the look. And again a throw, and again Pee-wee scoots back in ahead of the throw to Crow. Both playing way in on the line at third. The pitch to Podras. Swung on a ground ball hit to McMillan. Stepped on second, throws to first. It's a double play to retire the try. So McMillan, who was playing right close to the bag, took the ground ball, stepped on, and fired the first in time to get the Red Lake second double play of the game. Levin going 6-3, and another 1,000 luckies to our honor hospital, the VA hospital at Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. So in the fourth inning for the Dodgers, four runs on three hits, one Red Lake error, and none left on. So at the end of three and a half innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 5, the Red Lakes 1.
Over the world. News of the world.
But the biggest news is from Rose Oldsmobile, Central and Banning in Albany.
That news is over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers, people who trade year after year with Rose.
And there's a reason. Rose Oldsmobile maintains in their modern service shop all the latest equipment and instruments to give continuing warranty service on every Olds they sell.
Service that continues on from the first moment the sale is made. Rose Oldsmobile utilizes only the newest, up-to-the-minute factory methods in offering this warranty service. Their mechanical experts are schooled in Oldsmobile methods.
Not only that, but Rose Oldsmobile gives you a good deal. So buy from a dealer who stands behind the purchase. Rose Oldsmobile. Remember, over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers. Before you buy any car, see Rose Oldsmobile, the Capital District's oldest franchised Oldsmobile dealer. Over 30 years at Central and Manning.
5-1 Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Frank Robinson first up against Johnny Podras, and here's Jerry.
Robinson at bat drove in the Red Lake run in the first inning with a single back to the middle. Podras now with a pocket full of runs to work on. Fires on the inside corner. Strike one to Robinson. Frank is hitting 312. The on-deck hitter Ed Bailey, and down in the hole, Wally Forrest. Here's the windup and pitch. Changeup is belted down the left field line for a base hit. Amoros over to play the ball on the slope. Robinson makes his turn and has to hold now as Amoros really went over to get on that ball and fire it back in. So Robinson on with a long single, a line drive over third that Amoros played halfway up the slope in left field. Base hit number two for Robinson and number five allowed by Johnny Quadras. Here's Ed Bailey, the catcher, coming on, grounded out to first base his first time up. So the Red Legs now trying to get something stirred up there in the last half of the fourth inning. The Dodgers got four big runs on a home run by Carl Furlow with the bases loaded. Johnny Podras now working out of a stretch. Eyes Robinson comes to the plate. Bouncing right back to the mound. The throw goes to second. One to first base. Double play. They retire two of them there. As Bailey tried to check his swing. The ball hit off the bat. Went back to Podras, who wheeled and fired down to second to Charlie Neal to get Robinson. And the relay to first base was in time to double Bailey. The third double play of the game. And another 1,000 free luckies to the VA Hospital, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Play at second base. Charlie Neal twisted an ankle or was stepped on by the runner Robinson coming in, and Doc Wendler is out now to see about it. Charlie has his shoe off, so he might have got stepped on and had his foot slightly cut. But Doc comes on back, and Neal is going to be okay and stay in the game. Away, Charlie Neal laces up his shoe, goes back to shortstop, and the batter will be Wally Post. Rounded out the pitcher to first his first time up. Post hitting 238. Padres ready. Here's the windup and pitch. Ground ball to third. Reese down on one knee, makes his play, fires to Hodges, and the side is retired. So for the Red Legs in the fourth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of four, the score, Brooklyn 5 and Cincinnati 1. Well, friends, the first half of this game has been brought to you by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. And now to take over is the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. It's real beer. Well, friends, 1 week from tomorrow night, the Dodgers will be back home again at Ebbets Field. That's a new date on your Ebbets Field schedule, Monday night, August the 5th. The Dodgers and the New York Giants. That's right, Willie Mays and company in that always exciting, always colorful inter-borough rivalry. Matter of fact, folks, there are four straight night games scheduled that week for those teams. August 5th, 6th, and 8th at Ebbets Field, and August the 7th at Jersey City. So better do your ticket shopping right now. The top of the fifth inning, the Dodgers start off at the top of the batting order with Charlie Neal, Jim Gilliam, and Duke Snider. 5-1, Brooklyn leads the Red Legs. And now moving in for the play-by-play for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, here's Vince Scully. Vinny?
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, everybody. Charlie Neal 0 for 2, batting 261. Then Jim Gilliam and Duke Snider. Brooklyn, 5 runs on 5 hits. Cincinnati, 1 run on 5 hits. And Brooks Lawrence goes to work in the fifth. Fastball cut on, a high towering foul to the right of the plate. Bailey coming over and cannot have a play. It's back into the crowd. 0-1 to Charlie Neal. So thus far, Carl Furlow, the man of the hour, with that grand slam home run in the fourth inning, which reminds us to remind you about Carl Furlow night, August 28th. Hope you'll be with us and salute a great fella. Lawrence looks in to get a sign from Ed Bailey. Neal waiting. Fastball is cut on and fouled away. The upper deck, 0-2. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Giants are leading Milwaukee 1-0. That's Johnny Antonelli and Bob Trowbridge in that one. Lawrence ready, and the strike two pitch to Charlie Neal. Fastball up high, ball one, one and two. Neal waiting, one ball, two strikes. Lawrence ready and delivers. Fastball got him swinging. Well, Charlie strikes out. He is now 0 for 3. That for Brooks Lawrence, the first strikeout that he has recorded, and the batter will be Jim Gilliam. Don Gross begins to loosen up now with Smokey Burgess down in the Cincinnati bullpen, as Jim Gilliam is the batter. Lawrence is due to bat second when the Red Legs hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gilliam 0 for 2, batting 248. Junior takes a pitch down low, ball one. Jim having a great deal of trouble getting his base hits. He started off very well, went into a vicious slump, then seemed to come out of it and fell right back down the manhole. 1-0 pitch is cut on and fouled away, 1-1. It could very well be, it's only a guess, but it could be that Gilliam's style of hitting has changed a great deal. For naturally, as the second hitter in the lineup, you're asked to do different things than to lead off. The 1-1 pitch to Junior, cut on, fouled away, 1-2. Where as a leadoff man, Jim used to get on base a great deal with walks. Now in the second slot, he's swinging away constantly. And isn't having a great deal of trouble getting his hits. 1-2 the count to Jim. On deck, Duke Snyder. Bertie Tebbett takes a peek down at his bullpen to watch Gross loosen up. Lawrence winds and the 1-2 pitch to Gilliam. Inside, 2-2. The Dodgers have lost their manager, Walter Alston, and pitcher Don Newcomb. Both men booted out before we got to the last of the first inning. The 2-2 pitch to Jim Gilliam. Cut on and hit to the hole at short. Over there to plug it up is McMillan. Overhands to first, just in time. So Gilliam is retired 6-3 on an eyelash play at first. Two outs. Gee, talking about the Dodgers losing Alston and Newcomb in the first inning. You read about that young catcher at Baltimore named Zupo? He was kicked out of the ballgame before the game got underway, before the lineup cards had been brought up to home plate. That's right. He was warming up the starting pitcher and was thrown out of the game. He's only 17 and a half, and I think he has now gone down in the books about the youngest major league player to ever be kicked out. Snyder takes a breaking ball low, ball one, 1-0. Snyder fly to left and walked. He's batting 278, 5-1 Brooklyn. Two out in the fifth inning. Lawrence down with a fastball and misses low. Ball two. 2-0. Ed Hurley of the American League threw young catcher Zupo out. Also said the boy had been warned a few days before for a little trick he seemed to have. The American League umpire didn't go for it. 2-0 pitch to Snyder is whacked foul into the crowd. 2-1. What the youngster would do, I guess he would make him believe he was still back in the high school field. He would be warming up the starting pitcher. And as the umpires would come walking out on the field to go to home plate, he'd make believe he'd throw the ball at them. And that did not go over at all. So they finally kicked him out the other day.